welcome to
a very special episode of Clone High.
Yes. Next Box, the best of. This is our feature episode.
Sort of like, I got the name, and I'm going to admit I stole it from
Lest we forget, Romance and the Best of.
Yes, that CD right there. Probably my favorite CD in the whole wide world.
Yeah, and guess who got you that CD?
Me. Whatever.
And
guess what we might be getting?
What?
Exeem
was a disappointment.
Really?
Yes.
But it's better than Kazaa.
It's better than Kazaa, yeah.
I know you had that in your MSN name for a while.
And I'm like, when's Exeem gonna come out?
But you know, you should really start typing the show notes up unless you're going to listen to this all like over again.
No. I shouldn't. I'm going to listen to it all over again. All
right.
And here's my show novels.
Oh, show novels?
Yeah. I'm going to use my mouse down here so I don't hear the clicking. I hate the clicking. Okay, so what's your first topic?
My first topic?
Mm-hmm.
I made this huge list. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. It can hardly fit in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sorry for the paper crumpling.
It's just so big.
Why aren't we getting any emails? We got 100 downloads. Oh, why? Okay, let me rephrase it. Why am I not
getting any emails? Hey, that reminds me. We should read that email.
Yeah, we should.
This episode.
Why am I not getting any emails?
Because
why?
I tell them to email
me. Email me @g_prime@gmail.com.
No, because then I don't get the email. I set up a account. I set up a Gmail account for our radio show. That
yeah. Well, you still get it. I don't get it.
Well, I can just let you tell you the password.
It's a nice surprise when I get an email from someone that isn't offering a newsletter.
A newsletter, that's true. No, that's not what I want. That's not what I want.
See, this is all replies. I knew you didn't get an email.
This isn't replies. They emailed me.
Really?
I was just talking to them before.
Tell me when you actually get a serious email.
This is a serious email.
Yeah, about the documentary.
No, it isn't about the documentary.
Okay, read it out loud. Read it out loud.
I will. Hey, I just heard Next Box 30. It sucks that Stank Doug misread your email and stopped your show on DDP Hack Radio. You're right, though. For at least three weeks, the stream hasn't been playing the schedule properly, and it's quite annoying. And by quite annoying, I mean very really annoying.
I want to go and
kill Stank with a knife. No, maybe I didn't include that. Maybe he didn't say
but
that.
But I went on, alright, and I waste my time like I do every day, but I especially waste my time to see if the stream's running.
I know, I did too, and half the time it doesn't work.
No, it's not. It's not there.
Just like Call of Duty, it's a game about war.
Yeah, I was really angry. Yeah. I wanted to take a gun and shoot my computer.
Yeah, so anywho.
And I never want to shoot my computer. That was like only that one occasion.
Binra's on the station, and even it hasn't been planned correctly. I wouldn't worry too much about not streaming on DDP Hack Radio, though. Hacker Media provides far more listeners than DDP does. When BaseNet was exclusively on DDP Hack Radio, we had about 11 listeners tops.
Oh, this is the guy from BaseNet?
Since posting on Hacker Media, I've seen about 1,000 hits a week increase just on the latest MP3 files. I would think that listenership went down to
6-0.
What?
6-0.
Slicko?
Oh, Slicko. He's one of these elite guys.
I know
again.
If I heard of something that time critical suddenly stopped working, I wouldn't sleep until it worked again. But I guess that's just not the kind of guy Stink is. Not at all. He doesn't even try to help the people that have the best show on TV.
I think Stank Dog do me. I think he enjoys it.
Yeah.
Except you.
Let Doug.
You are a betrayer of the light.
Let Doug do your show from now on.
Is he the 16-year-old?
Yeah. He is.
But let me tell you, why am I not getting any emails?
Because I tell them to email
me. Well, email t_primex@hotmail.com and do so with the sick children in Appalachia in your mind.
Well, okay, but don't email t_primex because then I won't get the email. Email
no,
utcrazy@hotmail.com. Yes.
But mostly t_primex@hotmail.com.
Or email it to me and forward it to Taylor.
Or email it to me and just me only. tm@hotmail.com.
Or email it to just me and not tprimex.
Or mainly just me.
utcrazy@hotmail.com.
No, I'm tprimex.
I'm utcrazy, actually. tprimex would be incorrect email to email to. Anywho.
Isn't that the point? Yes. It's all your key phrases.
Shush. Okay, and thank you, Slick O, for that.
Oh, I saw the Pepsi in my backpack.
Yeah? Why'd you bring your backpack anyway?
For protection.
From?
I was gonna ring the doorbell and then hide my knapsack, then you'd be like, oh, there's just a bit of the knapsack here. Then pop out of my knapsack and
yeah. Right. Like you could fit in your knapsack.
Oh, are you calling me fat?
Yeah.
I'm offended and I'm appalled.
Yeah. Anywho, next topic. Oh, you didn't even do your topic.
I said, my topic is, why am I not changing? Which I can go on for hours.
That's more of a statement.
No, I'm asking you a question. It's more of a question than a statement.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this.
What?
Your brother's radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Does it actually have a website?
Yeah.
Does anyone actually listen to it?
I don't think so.
Does he have it advertised anywhere?
No, not like I do with my Xbox.
Unfortunately, you advertise yours everywhere. Like,
no, if anywhere,
Xbox
anywhere.
Xbox Live, go to.
No, I'm not like that. Anywhere that, okay, I make my point and I'm like, oh, by the way, I have my own radio show. Maybe you'd be interested in Xbox.co.nl.
I broke my own rule with the McGill by advertising the thing.
What?
You know, the website.
Yeah.
I'm like, by the way.
Oh, by the way, Xbox, whole new look.
By the way,
have to say,
I like the screenshot of the day, but I highly doubt you'll update every day.
Not every day, I'll update every week.
Well, why don't you just put the screenshot of the week then?
I should.
Yeah, it would make more sense.
Yeah, it would. But, and there's a new members area, so anyone...
Can I have my Pepsi?
Once I get... No. Once I get it up... Yeah, sure. Once I get it up... Yes, go, get it. Get me a Coke from the garage.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Pull up. What up? Oh, man. Guys, that on Xbox Live, pull up. Anyways, I'm off to go home and get a Pepsi.
No, okay. Anyways, what was my topic? You made me lose my chain of thought.
Well, you should have them written down.
It was, oh, whole new, once I get the website upgraded, then there'll be... Cool new members area. So we're gonna have little bloopers of the radio show on there for the special members that have access inside. I'm the only one that does right now, so I'm cool. T_primex doesn't even have access into it. He doesn't know what he's missing. It is I have to say, amazing in there. It takes you to.
I heard my name. I heard t_primex. What were you talking about?
I said you don't even have access into the members area of the website.
Yeah, I know. That really sucks. And how come the forums, like, are really crappy now? They had, like, a few posts, and now I went to them. Well, there's only one post.
I know. I made new forums because I was tired of all those ads on the old ones. So
I just ads? What ads?
Those ads all over. Stop that. You're... Those ads
it's
all over.
It's my own
over.
Band, you know? I call it the Pop Snappers.
Hold on, let me check something. Okay, we're all good. We are all good. We have the goodness inside of us, which is good. And I have access to the members area, which is good. How's that done?
And the member... Why... No one will... The people that become members, they won't become active members. You know that, right?
Members isn't something you can post. Members is so you can get premium content if you're a member.
But everyone will just be a member. There won't be unmembers.
No. It's not true. People that I don't want... people that just pass through the site won't get this premium content.
Well, because they're lurking.
Yes, all our lurkers. I haven't checked how many page views we've gotten this month. Anyways, what's your next topic?
Well, you can't call that a topic.
What? I was just talking about how I updated the site.
No, I already said it.
So if you
want
to see the updated site, go to Nextbox.
I said my topic. Now you say your topic.
.nr. That's right, nextbox.co.nr. You can go visit the new site. And you will enjoy it a lot. Because...
What flag is this? England's?
Yes, I've told you
England
that several times.
England has the crappiest flag I've ever seen.
It's like a medical flag.
I know, it's the crappiest flag I've ever seen.
No, it isn't. I love their flag.
No offense to the England people, but yeesh, you should just say the UK flag.
I like the Union Jack. That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's the one. That's a good one. See, this, you can't even call it a flag. It's more like a napkin.
I blow my nose with that.
I could put it, like, for, like, in my shirt and, like, you know, when I'm eating lobster, like, dab my mouth with it.
Yeah.
That's what I think of this.
It's probably
no
what you...
No offense to any British people out there.
The people that are in England, not the other people. 4,083 for February.
What are you talking about?
4,083 page views for February.
And yet we get no one that goes and posts in the guest book.
We did. We just got two people.
Yeah, that I referred.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. That's how you start a community. So...
Well, we don't have a community, do
we? Sure we do.
Little and why, even, why am I even on this episode?
Because it's the best of an Xbox.
So why am I on
idea?
It? I know it was my idea and it was a great idea. Best I've had in a while. But, why am I on it?
Why aren't you on it?
Because I looked on Nextbox and guess what? I looked under staff and guess what? I'm
guess
just
what?
A reviewer and, like, a founder. I'm
guess
not...
what? Guess what? Guess what?
What?
Let's see here. I'm going to check this.
I'm not a radio show host, boy.
I like this a lot.
I like how it melts.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And ranks, T-Primex founder, reviewer, and radio show host.
Whoa.
Check and mate.
Whoa. So those are all the rank?
Yeah.
Whoa. So Zach Meyer outranks Kenny?
No.
Oh, and I guess Alex... Ale Man real ranks Kenny too.
No.
And Huey's going on there. Oh yeah, he is.
Wacky
but,
Hugh, crazy Hugh.
Sorry, Hugh. Cardo Max outranks you as well.
Kitaro. Anyways.
I think Kitaro was very loyal.
Yeah, he was. I
Where
should contact
now?
Him.
Yeah.
I forgot who it was and when I was updating the
I was talking to your best friend.
Who?
Niasol.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Yeah, except you scammed her out of all she's worth. It wasn't very nice.
Like 3K, she was so, like, giving them. Like, oh, the mods are gonna ban me if I don't give them 4K. And she's like, well, I only have 3K. I'm like, well, that's okay. Now I don't even need to scam people.
Yep.
We have our own scam.
Yep. Oh, I was going to march up the... The month of March, I was going to run another lottery scam.
You should, but you don't need the money.
You're talking about me, aren't you?
Yeah.
I need all the money I can get.
Okay.
So anyway. I'm going to make another lottery scam.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah.
Now, last time I did a PM scam, I got a warning, and I have at least like 50 warnings now from different moderators.
Yeah. I'm eventually going to get banned for something.
And then you get banned for your evil plot you're making last night.
What?
Your evil plot, you're like, hey, Primus, squiggly, guy on the ride.
Squiggly. Okay, your next topic.
I just told you.
It was just, you don't get any emails.
Well, you know what? I'm going to just say my next topic and you're just going to sit there and like it.
I will. So my topic is the new
AAA battery. That's my next topic.
No, I don't.
For walking here, since you couldn't drive me.
I'm not gonna drive you.
I had to use up my last AAA battery.
I'm gonna go and buy some. your huge book of notes. It's tremendous.
Will this be played in class like the Taylor May?
No. Have any of our next books been played in class?
Because you never asked, did you?
I didn't.
Well, I thought this was going on the CD.
It is.
Then why it won't be played in class? Because if it's played in class, I better keep it to a PG level here.
It's not going to be played in class.
And if I don't, and if it's not going to be played in class, I can make the show.
I'll put it rated R on the CD, and then teachers won't. You know, on Hackamy, you have sometimes have
a parental warning.
Yeah.
Sign on.
I love, like, this is rated M for mature by the MPAA, or the higher.
And Hacker Media, what about them?
Okay, your next topic.
Hacker Media, what about them? That's my next topic. Hacker Media, what about them?
We should seriously have a huge shout out to Kizzle.
Kizzle
is
the
coolest.
Yeah, I have to say
He's so much better
I
than
I used to be,
Stankin.
Like, neutral. It's
He's the coolest.
And then I'm like, well, Stank Dog's better. But now, you know.
I happen to say.
And guess who was right?
Who?
Me, about Stank Dog. You were all pro Stank Dog, and I was
still
all
semi
pro Stank Dog. And I was all anti Stank Dog.
It doesn't really involve you, it's more me and my.
No, it doesn't involve me. I think I should just get off the show.
No, it doesn't involve you in the anti Stank Dog.
So is this going to be played in class?
No.
What about maybe?
Mm-mm.
What about.
Not even a 2% chance.
Would be a 1% chance.
It would be on the black market.
Would be played in class though.
No.
Mrs. Mann almost played the Taylor Mania CD. Whoopsie. Yeah.
She did. How?
Well, Kellen's like, can we play the Taylor Mania CD?
He had it.
Yes.
I still have it. The original copy.
Oh wow. We're not going to delete that.
No.
No, we aren't. In the words of Bill the Butcher, whoopsie-daisy. Anyways,
yeah.
I'm not allowed saying real names on this show.
Except
but we
the
do
first
all,
names.
We do
all
the time.
Like the one episode on, like,
I kept saying our school name over and over and over and over and over.
And I kept saying your friends' names over and over and over and over and over. And that one episode, we kept on starting over because... And he's like, oh, a certain restaurant, the only one in Canada.
I highly doubt that.
No, there's Napoleon.
Napoleon pizza.
Yeah, Napoleon pizza, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't care.
Me either.
What?
Just
what
keep it on the down low.
Yeah, okay. So your next topic. How can we... They're the best. We have a big,
no,
huge
I
shout out.
I said something about parental warning. You're like, yeah, like, Hacker Media, what about them?
They had the one episode. They, like, rated 18 plus.
Well, I could put the show through 18 plus if I felt like it, but I don't
know. You should.
Usually, where
are Yo, this is what I'm... Okay. We're on internet radio, okay? The good thing about that, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah, except your brother's listening all the time. He'll tell your mother.
No, he probably doesn't really listen.
Or does he?
No.
What's their show called, anyways?
Their show?
No, Elvis's show.
Can't say.
Why can't you?
I'll tell you off air.
Why?
Cause
why? Cause isn't your word, first of all. And if you change it to because, it's not an answer.
Because.
It's not an answer.
Posca. Okay, your next topic.
I just gave you two.
And I just gave
one.
What?
What was your topic?
It was... I forget what the topic in question was, but my next topic is the death penalty. I think Canada should have the death penalty.
I think so.
This is my analogy, okay? I go out and I kill all of Ontario. And
all
I
of
don't
Ontario.
Even... Every single person...
The only person that could do that was Master Chief.
Every single person in Ontario. Even like the little ones, the kids too,
and the women,
and the women,
and the women especially,
and the women especially,
the women,
and I don't even get killed for that. Like, you've killed everyone in Ontario. There's no Ontario left. The Quebecois people are coming into Ontario and stealing our fish. So I don't even. They send me to jail for life. I'm this crazy person and, that and kills you know, everyone.
Can you stop?
I don't
can you
care
stop?
About jail.
Can you stop?
People are gonna be afraid of me.
Can you stop? Can you stop?
Oh, this?
No, no, don't stop that.
What?
Stop talking.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something about being in jail for life. You're not in jail for life because they're like you're in jail for life, but in
you're 30, not really in jail
in
for
30
life.
30 years, you get another court case.
Yeah, you can get bail. I kill all of Ontario, and
so
they don't even kill me.
At least,
U.S. I kill all of Ontario. They kill me.
Life.
You deserve to be. If I deserve to be dead, if I killed all of Ontario.
See, I know that's wrong, but I sort of believe in anarchy. You know, an eye for an eye.
Yeah.
An ear for an ear.
Yeah. Kind of. It's like if someone punches you, you should have the right to punch them back. You should.
But, see, I don't believe in, like, say if I, like, kill your mother.
Mm-hmm. Then I can kill your mother.
I don't believe in that. It's just...
I can beat you up and then...
Yeah.
Well,
you could
kill me.
You would be allowed to kill me.
He killed my mother. That's right. So, an eye for an eye. It doesn't matter.
So, I don't know, that may be a little bit wrong
yeah.
of me, but that's
yeah.
just what I believe in.
Yeah. It's true. Death penalty should, even for these, like, crazy, like, child molesters, they, like, get out of jail, and then they go, and they commit again, and then they go back in jail, and then they get out, and they commit it again, and they go back in jail, and they're like, are you gonna commit this again? They're like, nope, they commit it again, they're back in jail, like, a week later.
And what I don't understand...
And they don't even keep them in jail.
All these immigrants.
Yeah.
Actually, I could talk about a really interesting topic right now about the U.S., which
yeah.
sort of like leads into the whole government conspiracy thing. But
did you know this one person I know is taking a course in university for conspiracy theories?
That's pretty cool.
It is actually.
But what was I going to say? Okay, we are made to learn French. I don't want to learn French.
Neither do I.
But how come these immigrants only know how to speak like? We'll pick a foreign language.
I don't know. Russian?
Not Russian, like a foreign language.
Japanese?
No, like foreign.
Like Chinese, like
no.
Mandarin?
Mandarin.
What?
Yeah, no, not Mandarin. Like, what do the Iraqis speak?
I don't know. Iraqian?
They don't speak
They
Iraqi.
Speak like, I don't know. How about the Italy? Italian.
Okay, Italian?
Spanish. Spanish, yeah.
Okay, a Spanish guy comes in. He only knows how to speak Spanish. But he's not made to learn English. And then he gets to, like, sit watching TV, going on
and
welfare.
And people, like,
because,
help him.
And his excuse is,
I can't speak English.
I couldn't say that. He couldn't
he's,
say
I'm
that.
Like, un momento, por favor.
He wouldn't even be able to answer you in English. If
yeah.
you ask him, why are you not
He's
working?
He's like, je ne comprends.
And I think that's his problem right there.
Yeah, it is. It really, truly is. We are living in a society. A society that grows with one another and how they come together.
CNN, perfect example.
Yeah.
Actually, there are two things that led
and
to
the
CNN. But, mostly, oh yeah, this crazy news story that I never thought would be on CNN in my life.
What?
It was like, they're like, teenagers are wearing their pants down so you can see their boxers, and the government is deciding they are going to give tickets to people who have visible boxers. And I'm like, is this on CNN? And it,
yeah, that's
and it was.
Stupid.
And anyway... See, U.S., they're talking about terrorist attacks, but they lead into their cell. I
okay,
watched this whole
no,
thing,
U.S.,
okay?
U.S. They take something like 9/11, okay? They take something like 9/11. And for now on, after 9/11, 2001 or 2002, thing, they're always going to be afraid. They're always going to be afraid. They're always, there's, okay, so I went to the U.S. I have this rock.
Yeah.
If you have this rock... No terrorists are going to come and destroy your house. And they're like, well, how does it work? This rock stops terrorists, you know. it's magic. That's how it works. And they'd be like, well, we've been hearing about terrorists. Ella, the government is shoving us, they're spoon-feeding us with stuff about terrorists. We're hearing it on TV, terrorists. Okay? Terrorists. So they're gonna say, well, maybe not a rock. That's a bit okay. They're gonna say I make something. I don't know. I make something. They're gonna buy it. They're gonna be afraid. They're gonna think. They're gonna have false sense of security with
in
this rock.
This does get played in class B. Yeah. Censor yourself.
Yeah. And the terrorists, they're gonna come and destroy your house. Maybe not you. Maybe not your neighbor. Maybe not the White House. But sometime. Sometime. I don't know
what. Let me tell you one thing.
What?
U.S. is supposedly, and tell them what I'm doing.
Supposedly, the little things. The air quotes.
Yeah. Supposedly, is the most powerful country in the world. But let me tell you, why is it taking them so long
to
defeat Iraqi rebels? Rebels! It's rebels, it's not in the army.
It isn't
rebels.
Even the whole. Okay, and another thing about the U.S., okay. They go into Iraq, and they kill all the civilians, and they wonder why they're not winning. They're not killing the right people. They go in, okay, let's kill this school of children. We think they have bombs, and then right next to them, there's a terrorist school. It says terrorist school on the front. Come into the terrorist school. We're gonna teach you how to bomb places and stuff. And they say, no, let's destroy the school. They're innocent civilians, but we're gonna arrest them. So they make the wrong decisions, and that's why it's taking them so long. The supposed strongest country in the world, U.S. You know who's the strongest? Britain.
You know who's
They're pretty strong.
You know, I don't believe Britain. You know who I believe coming back secretly?
Who?
They're coming back and they're going to kill
Russians,
us all.
Russians. I knew you said because Russians was the biggest. Russians.
Because Russian and U.S. And guess what? You know Russia's keeping it on the down low. Why is that?
I think they have all these like nukes. And
I think
stuff,
they're coming
they?
Back.
Yeah, in like 2 years, Russia's going to be the strong, powerful country. But seriously, I don't know why it's taking the U.S. so long to. To do this.
But, I don't know. We, Canada and England, okay?
Yeah, we have an alliance. We have an alliance with everyone. Did you hear this?
U.S. decided to have war on Canada, yeah. England would join on U.S.
I have a feeling they would, because we haven't helped England in any way. They're our friends. They like us better than the U.S., but they have to side with the U.S. because the U.S. is bigger. But seriously, we're bigger than the U.S.
Bigger,
in
but
land. But they
we're
have
like the
why
big,
did the, why did
we're
they
like
have
the big
so much
fat guy with the t-shirt
yeah.
And they're like the
small skinny things that can run on
like
your
Danny
legs
DeVito.
And
they're like Danny yeah. DeVito. He's no. Like boxing the
yeah.
Fat guy in the leg and
yeah.
He falls.
Okay. We're bigger than them, but they have a bigger population. How does that make sense? Why didn't everyone come to Canada when it was
because
made?
Because
U.S.
was
U.S. 300 million people.
U.S. is stronger.
And probably more. Everyone's telling me 300 million people. My whole life I've thought that the U.S. has 300 million people. I don't know the exact population, because people admit, well, how much does U.S. have? Well, they have 300 million people. Well, with Canada, we have 30 million people.
But,
so are they rounding it off?
U.S. is stronger? What do
US
we...
U.S. is stronger? This year,
we
only
have,
okay.
Like, an army,
no, this year, they spent the most money on the army this year for the budget. All of them, the bulk
US
of the money... No,
or
us. The bulk of the money for us for the budget this year is going to the army. And guess what? We're going to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and... accidentally kill a few people, but
and
we're going to mainly... We're going to mainly keep the peace... But we're spending a ton of our money on...
I say, let U.S. deal with Iraq. You keep our army when...
I know, that's why we didn't...
invade our country, because I seriously believe the U.S. will...
They will, eventually.
Invade our country.
Probably in our lifetime. Someone will.
In our lifetime?
No one will, yeah.
I'll be like a gorilla. I'll be, like, dead before I...
Let the U.S.
take over me. I'll be a gorilla, just go around with, like,
it's interesting to see people's
or...
opinions on this episode,
because
most people are...
Speaking of, we're going into, like,
US.
Government.
Yeah, this is, like, conspiracy
theories. Anyway, CNN before. They,
yeah.
I watched this, like, an hour and a half, because I watch CNN every Saturday night, because my grandpa, he loves
yeah.
CNN, and I watch it with
and
him.
And my dad always watches CNN.
And it's actually sort of interesting.
Some of the stuff, because they have debates sometimes, and some of the topics are
like
actually...
Like, Outrage
okay.
of the Week, have you ever seen that?
No.
It's all this weird stuff. Anyways, they had like an hour and a half show about all the different ways terrorists could, like, easily come in U.S. and, like, invade it.
Yeah,
I'm like,
this is...
Why
this
are
is,
you just giving away all this
information? No, this is... Okay,
terrorists?
This is what I do, okay? I've been to the U.S. a few times.
Me too. Wow.
Everyone has.
Well, yeah, me too.
So, across the border, okay? I don't get this, okay? Our family comes together, and we drive across the border. They wave us through. What if there was our uncle or something? He was in the back seat and he had like a machine gun. And he comes in and he had nukes and stuff. I don't know how they
don't
do
it. Don't they check your car or something? I don't
they
know.
Don't really. If they didn't check our car, they say, where are you going? We're going to Michigan. When are you going to be back? Later tonight. What are you going to do there? Going to go shopping or whatever?
If you have a clean record, I believe they'll let
they
you
don't even
through.
Check your record. They don't even They ask for your passports. If someone's hiding in your trunk, you have one of those trunks that flips down, nothing can be seen there. Someone's in the backseat with a machine gun. We drive him through. Also around him, there's all this illegal drugs and stuff. We drive him through, we go to the U.S., we cause some big attack.
Alright.
How easy is that?
You know what's dangerous, though? Being
what?
In the back of the truck. This is sort of a tip to all those people. You know how in movies, and they actually do this in real life, a bounty hunter, they'll shove you in the trunk of a car.
No kidding.
There is a few cords in the, you know.
You can unplug the lights and then...
The one, and then the police
and
will
then
pull
the police
you over.
But okay,
one,
I never
one
see
cord
police.
That supposedly, like, stops you, the car, and you can actually, like, kill yourself, like, either crash into another car, it blows up your car or something. Yeah, and you know what?
Yo, okay,
I never see police officers.
But you always hear about people getting, like, tickets and stuff. Okay, this is what police officers in Canada do. They stand at the side of the road with the speeding things.
I don't even
But
see
Canada,
that.
And I see that sometimes.
I don't see
but
that.
Canada,
I saw that maybe once.
What they need, this is what they need, okay? More police officers, but even more in Toronto, okay? This is what I'm thinking.
Toronto, New York,
the New York of Canada.
Yeah.
The biggest city in Canada or something like that. Okay, they need a police officer every block. They need to say, we're going to take you, you don't need any training, we'll give you guns, we'll give you the outfit, we'll give you a little bit of training because you need to know something, and you'll go out on the street, they'll say, well, it's a nice money, we get a gun, we'll do it. Okay, they take a whole bunch
of
schmoes.
Well, you have to train them, it's like you go...
No, they train them with weapons and stuff.
No, but then you'll give it to some gangster and they'll be like, well, I'm wanting to be the police.
Well, they have to check the gun. No, they have to check the record, but... Okay, they make it easy so people want to do it. And then, so they have a ton of police officers. Who doesn't want police officers? There's a police officer everywhere. Toronto's, there's always murders. Every single day. There's always assaults. There's always something happening.
I don't believe there's murders
in
Toronto.
There's always something in Toronto.
There's
gang fights and
like
assaults.
Fights, but not
in
murder.
Fights, oh, there's always someone going to the hospital on the news in Toronto. If they had a police officer every block, there wouldn't be as much fun. So, oh, there's a police officer, he's going to arrest me.
The money is what stops that.
Yeah, and this is what the Canadian government should do. We're going to give 95% of our money to the police.
95% of
the
money.
And then, there'll be very little violence. There'll be only underground violence.
Underground violence?
Yeah, like violence that takes place in like someone's house and... like assaults and stuff like that, and like fraud and stuff like that. And
so
there'll be
fraud
less.
And I think fraud is like the like retarded crime. It's like the coward's crime.
I know, because you know it is. You're,
because you're not really doing anything.
It's like computer stuff.
Yeah, I could
or going to some old lady too. And like.
I'm like, well, it's fraud. It takes a lot of skill there.
Anyone can do fraud. You go door to door and say you're from a charity, you print off some charity.
I've done fraud
stuff.
On Gaia.
Yeah, everyone's done scams.
Yep. Well, mostly everyone, if they haven't, they'll sound like a scamming maniac.
Yeah, and they're like, you're scamming people on Gaia? There's someone listening. I'm going to report you to the boss.
Which my name is,
My name?
And I starve.
My name on Gaia is
and
Ukrainian.
Yeah. That's our name.
That's we share a Gaia. And it's a next box Gaia.
Anyway, see you there.
Anyway, your next topic.
I had something about CNN about how all the terrorists were coming and blah.
Yeah, you were saying.
Well,
like
I don't think it's right that in Canada I've seen this. That houses are allowed just hanging the American flag. I see that all the time.
You never see anyone with a Canadian flag.
Well, my grandpa was Scottish.
No, yeah, I know Cottages you see.
But no, but I went and like one cottage, and there was like three houses that just had an American flag. And I'm like, oh, if you're going to do that, you should be have to have a Canadian flag.
I know, they should.
On top of
I mean,
of
you're in Canada. They should have
America.
American flag, like, at the bottom.
I think it's that.
And then you should have the Canadian flag at the top, because Canadian's better than U.S.
Yes.
They are.
We're being a bit prejudiced in this show, but
yeah,
that's what I believe.
That's what I believe. Anyway, your next topic.
My next topic, eh?
Yep.
I have something about CNN, which might come in mind.
You said about CNN.
No, there's something else. Oh, yeah.
What?
I was thinking. I want, my goal, one of my goals in life is to be the next something. The next man.
Taylor, the next game reviewer of the year.
No, like, the next Tommy Tallarico,
yeah.
The next Marilyn Manson, the next N.I. Star. Even though N.I. Star, he's not making money, it's just everyone loves the
Who's
guy.
Who's N.I. Star?
He is probably the...
Is he on Xbox Live?
No.
Is he on Gaia?
He's on Gaia. He's probably the most famous guy on Gaia. Like, that's, like, not modern.
Besides Gambino?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Anyway. And he you know what he does for a living?
What does he do for a living?
He gives people massages.
Really? He's a physical therapist?
Yeah. So
sometimes I'd like to get a massage, I don't know, in like 20 years.
No, I really don't ever want a massage.
Not by a guy, by like a woman or something. I don't want like some guy that would be uncomfortable. Like
I
the
really
sci-fi episode.
I don't want any massage ever.
And that would be kind of weird.
What? Massage?
No.
But, okay, anyways, I want to be the next Marilyn Manson, or next...
You're not going to be the next Marilyn Manson, you can't sing.
I know, but
you're
I mean,
goth.
Like, the next, like, Marilyn Manson...
Goth look.
Yeah, I was just going to say something.
That's what I said, I didn't say goth, I said goth look.
I was going to say, Marilyn Manson is not goth. And there's something about that, and then...
He's
goth
type.
I actually had one quote, because I was talking about Marilyn Manson to this person on Gaia yesterday. I have one quote, an excellent quote, about what happened to Marilyn Manson, why everyone hates him. And,
Taylor, you can upgrade your computer as much as you want and get all the bug fixes, but there's no patch for human stupidity.
What?
Which means, like, that you can upgrade your computer so much that no one can hack into it, but someone can always call up to you and say that they're, like, the system administrator and they need your password and you'll give it to them.
But, yeah.
There's no patch for human stupidity.
You should have put the clip in where I said I don't like 95% of the people on Earth.
I don't know what episode that was in.
Well, I don't know. That was an episode when I said that, and I said that again, so I guess you...
I'll just re-put it in right now.
Hey, I don't like 95% of the people on Earth.
And that's true. You don't like 95% of the people
because
on Earth.
Let me tell you. If this ever does be played in front,
it
would be extremely offensive.
Okay.
But people, I've realized over there, are morons. They're idiots. People
are idiots.
In general, yes, are idiots.
They are, truly.
And I can't stand a lot of them.
Frankly, I can't stand... I can't stand them. You know, I have much to tell them. Okay. The biggest podcast. I've said this before. You weren't here. The biggest podcast, and podcast is like a radio show, kind of, is this show called Real Reviews. And the guy, he's an old, kind of olding, he spent
$500. That's what I was going to talk to you about.
On recording.
I was going to talk to you about
what?
That, because I found that sort of bad what you said about that.
What?
I spent over $1,000 on my Xbox.
Maybe not $1,000.
No, over $1,000.
$200 for the console. $300 for the console. Yeah, you're right. Probably about over $1,000.
Because, yeah.
But that's recording a show that he doesn't get paid for. You got enjoyment out of that.
How do you know he doesn't get enjoyment out
of doing
radio?
But he stole that name off of this show on Global TV. This one person does real reviews.
I know. But still,
I think he was way before them. But I was gonna say
he enjoys it, so he has all the right to pay. Why did I?
You have all the right to pay Xbox.
Yeah, I have the right to pay for whatever I want. Why do I pay for CDs sometimes? Because I enjoy it. And why do I pay for DVDs? Because I enjoy it.
Exactly.
So really, if we didn't pay for anything that we didn't get paid for, we wouldn't have like three quarters.
You wouldn't have anything. You wouldn't have a house. You don't get paid for
living.
Well, just if getting a job, working. Yeah. That's working. Anyways, your next topic.
Have you even said one topic?
Yeah, I said the new site and death penalty.
Alright, I'm gonna be like way down my topic before.
Okay, yeah. I'll say a topic then. Yeah. Xbox replacement Corp and Halo 2.5, which is actually confirmed. Right now.
Are you gonna say something about
and
you better not be one of
Halo 2.5,
like,
Halo 2.5.
Discuss.
This one topic on guy, she's like, I like mornings. And she's like, isn't it that most of the topics in the morning are by horny 13-year-olds, and in the night they're just serious topics? And he's like, do you like pink? And that's the discussion. And I'm like, that's gay. And I reported it. Anywho, my topic, Xbox Halo 2.5, should be good because it's coming out in the Xbox 2 console, and I know it'll be the best graphics out of all of them, like, again. Nintendo Revolution isn't going to have good graphics. People say that Xbox doesn't have a good graphics card. Well, GameCube has, like, the worst out of all the systems. Yeah. Your topic, though.
Oh, the one that led into me not liking a lot of people?
Yeah.
Is my extremely anti-socialness lately.
Anti-everything?
Oh, yeah. Great name there. Have you noticed that lately?
But yeah, you are.
I haven't wanted anyone in the house, not even, like, the neighbors. Like, I basically, even sometimes at recess, I just want to be alone. It's weird.
Yes.
So.
Stop that. It's going to have weird background noises.
I don't know if it's a phase I'm going through or what, but it's strange, let me tell you.
I can see. Anywho.
That was more of a
your
statement,
topic.
But, that was sort of one of my topics. What are my topics? Oh yeah, I want to be the next something.
You already said that.
I know. This is sort of to do with the email thing. We have all these mysterious listeners that, like, hundreds of people download the show, but yet you never any comments, any emails, anything by from any of these hundred
you
people.
You did.
Oh yeah, that one guy.
And
like
the top and
people.
The post in the guest.
That was Kindle and you talking and that other guy talking for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes.
That was me, partly too.
And first time listener.
And first time listener. So
and
like
the clown.
And the clown. So it was like five people.
Which isn't
which
bad.
I was actually pretty proud of.
That's
but
not
still,
bad.
If you were getting 100 downloads,
we did.
Where are all these people?
I don't know. I just don't know. So what's your next? That wasn't really a topic, more of a statement.
Well, you could consider everything a statement. My next topic, Stank Dog still sucks, and I'm just pointing out I was right about him all along. With
no.
A bad influence on you, you shouldn't have been talking to him in the first place.
Bad influence.
Yeah.
Who isn't a bad influence these days?
I'm not.
I mean, artists start out, like, nice. Okay, like, let's say Britney Spears, for instance. She's like a whore now. And she wasn't at one point.
I wouldn't say a whore.
Surprisingly.
Slut.
Yeah, she's a slut. Like Paris Hilton. She was never
but
good.
But you can consider, like, I don't like those two words.
Yeah. Prostitute? She isn't a prostitute. She isn't going out selling herself.
Well, I don't like when people call people those two words because half the time they're not and it's sort of depressing.
You would say Britney Spears isn't a slut. She's like wearing like leather and like nothing on.
I guess. I mean like, you know, some people, other people that aren't famous that you call buy those games.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I wouldn't consider anyone I know a slut.
Good.
I don't think. No.
Good.
I mean, even the people that kind of act like it, they're not really.
Exactly.
It's just kind of the way they are, like, eccentric.
Energetic people aren't that.
Yeah, cool. Energetic.
I'm just never energetic because I, as you can see in my MSN profile, I find life boring and overrated.
No, I haven't checked that out.
Well, you should.
Stop doing using that. It's gonna have a weird background sound. Anywho.
Anyway, so I was right about him all along.
I didn't fluid that staring.
Rather, my next topic is there's no justice in the world anymore. And we started.
There was never justice in the world.
No, not
they start
really.
Off and Adam and Eve, and they eat of the tree of the good and evil.
That wasn't
justice. That was.
Now, justice. You know, justice.
Yeah.
Is another word for revenge.
Exactly.
That's what I think. And we started to discuss this: an eye for an eye, an ear for an ear.
Anarchy. Yeah.
Yeah, anarchy. The KKK.
Ku Klux Klan.
Oh yeah, we should, first no.
You know you should see a video of mine that I have.
What, the one with the school shooting? Because you still haven't shown me that.
School shooting. I don't know about that.
Columbine.
Yeah, there's a video in it. It's a cartoon.
In that?
Quite hilarious.
I want to see that.
I will show you this movie.
After we're done, I want to see Bowling for Columbine.
You will.
Because I want to see Marilyn Manson, because he's at his best, supposedly.
Yeah, he's kind of, he's actually serious.
I saw a picture of Marilyn Manson when he was our age.
Yeah. What do you look like?
He had this, like, long hair to his, like, shoulders, and he had like, you know, he didn't have any makeup on, but his face was pale, and he had all these tattoos and everything.
I'm like, this one person I was talking to, they're like, are you going to get a tattoo? And I'm like, sure, and he's like, my mom's like, over my dead body, and he's like, hey, that's what my mom said, too. And you know what? She's still alive, and he has a tattoo.
Who is this guy?
Oh, he's really cool.
Your gay hairdresser?
He isn't gay, he's married.
Is that the guy who was talking to you about the tattoo?
Yeah, and we had the funniest time, okay? My mom, she hasn't seen Napoleon Dynamite, and me and my brother and him and his wife.
Napoleon Dynamite had the same thing. Extremely annoying when people.
Oh, it was so funny because my mom's like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, "We were just saying different lines." I'm like, "Can you bring me my chapstick?" And then he's like, "Gosh, idiot!" He's so funny.
But that is getting extremely annoying since I've heard quotes from him.
Because I think he's like, "Gosh," and then I'm like, "Oh, I love that movie." And then we said, like, all the big lines, like, he's like, stupid cow, eat your food. He's like, oh, I've seen that, like, four times.
Later, Triple Seven.
Yeah.
Which was my first favorite Xbox Live, was Project Abyss. Yeah. Now, he's not ever on anymore.
Yeah, I know. And Evergreen 97.
Well, no, I never met the guy, so.
He was actually pretty cool online.
Anyway, so, it was, Project Abyss.
Yeah.
then he was sort of replaced by Emperor Raven.
Yeah. Emperor Raven seems to be in every game. You know who was really annoying yesterday? This guy that's like, yeah, I got 1,000 kills.
I thought it was...
Oh, he's so annoying.
I thought it was Copperhead, because Copperhead always goes, yeah, whenever
he's like, yeah. Oh, it's the most annoying.
No, but you got Kilowana, and Kilowana, if I got one of those, I'd be dancing.
Yeah!
I'd say, yeah, if I got Kilowana, I'd be dancing.
He was...
No, a Kilimanjaro, that's what they're called.
What are you talking about, the medals?
Yeah, it's like when you get seven, you kill, like, seven people at the same time.
Whoa. I had a lot, I loved those games yesterday, they were so much fun.
I got a Keltacular. That's pretty difficult to get. For me, at least. Because I threw a grenade and I blew up five people. It was pretty cool.
Mm.
But anyway,
came close to winning.
So, Emperor Raven.
Yeah.
What is in our game is me and him usually stick together.
Yay!
Because he was in a big jam.
Jam? He was in stitches?
No, he was in Big Jim.
Who talks like that?
I do, obviously.
Okay.
Anyways, he was in a big jam, and I got him out of it. And then yeah. I was in a big jam, and he got me out of it, and we keep getting each other out of this big jam.
Big jams. It's sticky all over. Sticky situation.
Anyway, which was one of my topics, actually. which I'll go into next. But anyway, so we've become buddies. But there was a point where he wasn't on for a while, and every game he was in, I wasn't allowed in, and I kept being booted because some people weren't playing the rules properly. Anyway.
Yeah, like the one game of zombies, no one knew how to play.
I'm like, oh, screw this, and I just took like dual wielding pistols when I was a zombie, and I was just like shooting.
They're like,
everyone.
Dobby, you can't use the pistol.
And I'm like, well, you need to change teams then. Anyways, So he got Emperor Raven got replaced by Blader 777.
Mm-hmm.
Blader 777 got banned by the Guardians for life. I think for life.
You should track him down his email and then see if he's getting a new.
I'm pretty sure for life because I think he was swearing and making fun of people.
Everyone
which
swears
you do on Xbox Live.
That's all that Xbox Live is. You swear.
It's about a lot of swearing, a lot of
and a lot of making
insulting
putting
people.
Down people. You can't take anyone seriously on Xbox Live. Like, okay.
If someone says, I'm going to, like, rape you.
You laugh. You're like, you don't hold a grudge with people on Xbox Live. You don't care what they say. It's all in, you're playing
people
game. Okay, someone said, oh, you're a fag. You're like, oh my god, they think I'm gay. I'm going to go to a party with the Guardians. It's just a figure
of speech. I've only reported one guy to the Guardians because what he'd do is, we were winning, okay, me and Copperhead.
Yeah.
And he'd join our team, and then he'd keep committing suicide, so our points would go way down in the minus.
Yeah.
And then he'd go back on his own team and win. And that's cheating.
Yeah.
So I reported him, like, 27 times, and then I told everyone in that thing, they booted him, and I told everyone to report him, like, for all the stuff he was doing. So they all reported. So I'm hoping he's banned now.
Yeah.
Because that guy was just terrible. I hate that guy so much.
That's good.
Anyway, so Blair 777 got banned basically by the mobs for no reason, really.
Yeah, I knew there was Xbox Live mods.
Yeah, I know. Well, the Guardians are the worst bunch of mods I've seen, and, like,
Gaia's pretty
Gaia
bad mods.
Gaia mods. As I said before, the only real Gaia mod that I've had contact and liked...
Vo,
I hate that guy.
No, the guy? I thought it was a girl.
No, Vo, I can't stand. His name was Lander.
Lander
is
always
sort of scared of me.
Don't lean on my monitor.
Sorry, I'm just impressed that Lander's a bit scared of me. And anyways...
Because you're like, I got back.
I'm back from the dead. I resurrected. And then,
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm the guy of Jesus.
All of a sudden there's like thunder in the sky.
So, because I'm one of the only... The person who unbanned me said there was like two other people in like the whole history of God's ever come from their unbanning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of them. Anyway, so...
And I wasn't.
Erin, Erowyn, she was the one that got me unbanned. And she was actually pretty... She took it up with Lancer and stuff, so she got me unbanned. So I'm cool with her. And the other guy, he was pretty nice because I had a too big a signature. And usually they...
Yeah, your one, it was like...
Signature. So and he just told me it was too big, but he wasn't going to...
Well, let me do something. Okay, so you were talking about your Gaia SIG and then going into another
topic. So he told me it was too big, and I said, oh, thank you for not banning it. Like, you can't ban someone, but you can ban their SIG.
Ban so they can't have a SIG?
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I said, thanks for telling me not banning my SIG, and I had no idea yet. And,
you had some idea.
I had no idea. I didn't know.
You had a big idea.
I didn't have any idea.
You had a ton of ideas.
I didn't have a little idea.
You have an inkling of idea, I'm sure.
Anyways, so some moderators, okay. Stanley Wu, I have to say, he's the best moderator I've ever...
Mr. Wu,
yes.
Knights of the Republic Forums.
Knights of the Republic Forums, first moderator I've
ever
met.
I went in there. I registered in there with him, yeah.
Best moderator, that's how I met Dante.
Dante?
And Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, your next topic.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
And Dante.
And Dante. Okay, your next topic.
Anyways, KKK.
Ku Klux Klan.
Someone said yesterday they were a clan, not a gang. They're a gang. They're a clan gang.
Clan is spelled with a C, so technically they're
and I, not. I thought that was the most retarded thing ever. They spelled clan
with a K.
Yeah. Like, KKK may be catchy, but really, is anyone going to be take you seriously if you can't spell clan right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And no one does.
No one does.
I think they're still around, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I'm sure they are somewhere.
It's like the guy from South Park, you know,
yeah.
Mr. Hand.
Yeah.
He's in the KKK.
Yeah.
Mr. Hand hates those blacks.
Mr. Hat, you mean?
Hand.
The hat?
Yeah.
That's Mr. Hat.
Oh, whatever. Mr. Hat.
I was saying Mr. Hand. Did you see yesterday?
I don't watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, me neither, but occasionally, I see it.
Yeah, occasionally I see it too.
Squizzy had a episode out yesterday, and wasn't that great.
What,
they were talking
about
their
drunken
Izzy being
with no
a
clothes
nurse.
On.
No, they were talking about Izzy being a nurse.
A nurse. See, can you
there's gonna be so many show notes. It's gonna like take up all of
who us.
Yeah, gonna take up half
the main ones. Don't like you know when we were talking about like U.S. and stuff.
Yeah.
Just put CNN.
I'll be like U.S. sucks.
Yeah.
Show notes, and then the now I have to make a show note about me saying that U.S. sucks in the show notes.
Yep. So anyways, KKK. We have to do a newspaper article about them.
Really?
Because we read a story about them. I don't know if it was a true story or not, but it was about them anyways. And
interesting.
I don't think it was true because the guy killed a black guy and then he framed them and then they killed him for no reason.
Yeah, in like the 60s, that was very common.
It was in the 30s, like around when the mafia were.
Yeah, in the 30s. Very common.
Why do they have the burning cross? I don't understand that.
Who?
KKK.
Because they hate Jesus.
Why?
Because they're not Catholic.
Why not?
Because they're gang members.
They're
like gang members that go.
The mafia are Catholic.
Goes to church. Yeah, the Catholic mafia.
The Catholic. The mafia are Catholic. They're Italian.
Okay. Tony. You know, yesterday my hairdresser's like. This one guy named Tony came in, he's like, hey, Tony, nice to see you, I haven't seen you in a while. I was like thinking of like a mob guy. You should come around the store sometime.
Anyways, the two mafias that are commonly known are the Leons.
Yeah.
Well, you probably don't believe this.
No.
And the Yakuza, the Japanese mafia.
Hey, I heard about them from The Simpsons. But the Japanese mafia is not.
I like that. So when they were fighting the
yeah,
Italian mafia,
like, my apologies.
It was like the Yakuza versus the Leons.
Yeah.
But
Fat Tony's kid. He's like, Fat Tony, did you just help me to get money? He's like, what? Like, and then he like walks out and he's like, hey.
I think Fat Tony has to be one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, me too. Pretty funny.
I had to write Simpsons.
You know the mob song? It's lost its touch now.
I've heard it so commonly.
I know, like
now.
It was so good when I just heard it on The Simpsons, like the
because
and I didn't
hardly,
even
I
hardly
heard
it.
Now
I hear it every
today.
Episode at the end of the day, and it's just like another song.
Same with Kids in the Hall.
Yeah.
I hear it a lot.
It's still good though. Every time it plays, I'm like,
I like it. It has more like a Catchwood sexy.
Yeah.
Like the. Because I like how they did it, it's like downtown Toronto when they're like filming. It's like classic downtown Toronto, not the downtown Toronto. They have like the day was like, give me your cash.
Someone like mugs someone and steals an old lady's purse. Okay, next talk.
I'm still thinking about making a guy guild. I have no idea what it should be about.
An Xbox guild.
Not an Xbox guild.
Yeah.
No one will join.
I should make that.
I was going to make a general discussion guild because, you know, general discussion, it can be about anything, but there's already a general discussion guild.
You should make a Q&A guild so you can ask other members questions.
That would be retarded. It's
and,
like
if you want to ask, like, some, like, famous
the whole
guy member.
And I starve is, like, well, The wireless future. Everything's going wireless.
I know.
Did you see
like
it?
My wireless internet router and yours.
Yeah, mine. And your wireless Xbox controller.
Yeah.
And what just came out? Oh yeah, wireless Xbox headset for Xbox.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I want to get that.
I said Mark should get that because he always has
like
to go
my wireless
to it anyways if he's on Xbox Live.
And I don't. I kind of go away from my wireless when I'm doing live because then
you have to
go even closer.
It seems if you have it, you're doing on wireless.
And then if I have, so I use my cord and can move around. So I want this, and that headset's very uncomfortable.
All the wireless, well, is it really wireless? You always call my house the house of the future because everything's like on
the
wall.
No, everything's on the wall. You have your like can opener. you have your cling wrap and a thing on the wall. Ours is just shoved underneath in like a box. We don't even have a special roll for it. And you have that thing where you push it and it seals the bag again.
That's hot. I like to. Did I tell you about how I'm like, how hot can this be? And I like touched it. I'm like, my finger is hot.
Well, it has to melt plastic pretty quickly. So.
It'll probably melt my finger.
Probably cut through it.
But anyway, that was really
hot. House of the future.
My big disappointment this week.
What?
My latest official Xbox magazine.
Yeah, why?
Because it said over 18 demos on the disc, okay?
How many demos were there?
I looked at 19.
How many were there?
19,
like an audience.
I looked at the back, 19 demos.
Over 18?
Yep, over 18. They kept it true. Then I pop it in, and I'm like, whoa, there's only 4 demos.
There can't be.
There's only 4 demos. I look at the back, there's left. Sorry, something came up at the last moment that we had to take all the demos off.
They said that I want to see this letter.
Yeah, they said I was like,
sorry, something came up. With them. Okay, you better.
So I look.
Half the demos
don't even work. All right.
Did Lenny fix your
internet? We got Unreal Championship 2.
Yeah, did.
For a demo.
Oh.
Guess what?
You got my we got Unreal Championship 2, for a demo.
But you know, Unreal Championship's not. It was supposed to come out February 16th.
And guess what date it is to? It is the 25th.
Now it's coming out August like 16th.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, so guess what? I'm like, oh, Unreal Championship 2 is going to be a cool game. I'm going to play the demo. It's live enabled too, so I can play on Xbox Live. What's it? Oh, it's just a black screen. Whenever you press it to play it, it's just a black screen. Then you got Worm 3D where it says X is to jump. You press X. You blow yourself up. Then you tried to exit
Xbox,
the demo.
Xbox official magazine is going down in quality.
You try to click exit and it freezes your Xbox.
So did you fix your internet?
It fixes itself every time in the morning. It says, and then I went back. Because
if
you
it's
know how
just an IP address conflict, then it sometimes changes.
Because you know how I went and suddenly I signed out Windows Messenger and I had a display picture.
You know what happened yesterday? How you said you knocked off your computer and it turned off? I was fiddling around in the back because my keyboard was unplugged and then the computer like fell and I like knocked the power switch.
Like that happened to me a few times, like last night.
Don't. We're recording.
I was just going shh.
Yeah, and you'll knock it. I have the two power buttons.
Anyways. And another time I was like talking on MSN, I had like my foot in like pressed
power
against
board.
The power thing.
That's what happens a lot with my speakers. I knock it off with my
I thought
phone.
It was like an hour and 45 minutes.
No, an hour and 7.
Next. So, you can go on to your topics,
Yeah, my topics, okay. Flipping through the papers. I'm gonna print this off. And I starve. I should create a guy in here. And I starve. Sit back. I got a new printer.
And I starve with the drunken guy. The drunken suicidal maniac that everyone loves.
He's really drunken all the time?
Yeah. What?
See, look at my pen, okay? This is what happens, okay? It feeds the paper in, and it curves it, and it prints it out.
I finally found out how to completely use my printer today.
Completely?
Yeah, completely.
Your printer isn't that advanced.
Well, for me it is.
What didn't you know how to do?
Well, you know when it's out of paper, another little, like, light flashes?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't press that button before.
Yeah.
I used to press another button, and then start printing all those, like, little symbols and everything, and I couldn't get it to stop printing. So today, it was out of paper, and I'm like, what happens if I press this button?
You know the name Nexbox is pretty catchy when you think about
it. You know who
I
thought
was typing
that name?
It.
Me.
Nexbox, next generation Nexbox reviews.
I thought of the Nexbox button.
Yeah, and I thought of the next generation Nexbox reviews.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anywho.
Yeah, this will, I said the show notes will be, I have a page of show notes here, and you have, like, a page. So the show notes will be, like, take up the whole, like, thing on Hacker Media.
I said that.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Meeting someone on Xbox Live?
Meaning your wife. Now that's hard
don't
to
think.
Do since
yeah,
there's, cause
there's no girls on it.
There's
and the girls that are, they're like little, like, girls.
No, they're whenever
not
I see
women.
Them, they're like 16-ish.
Yeah.
But,
they're not like,
yeah,
hello
I
there, I want to marry you.
Well, you
come to my house and we'll get married.
Usually they don't do that, yeah. I have never
heard that. No, I've never heard that.
But anyways, say
you're like,
every
do you
want to
play
games
me?
I have?
Yeah, there's
play,
a girl.
There's a girl, one girl.
I know, it's pretty surprising.
And usually they either scare
it gives
the girl
out,
the girl has to
I
leave.
I know,
but
like, hello, let's have sex.
No, the ones they're
the
like calling them a she-male because they're like, you sound like a guy.
But you say you're a girl.
And then they were saying some other things, but I'm going to censor myself.
Yeah.
So
Xbox Live seems to be changing the updates every day now. And for like 2 months, there was nothing. Like, it still said on New Year's Eve, talk to your friends using the communicator till like February.
Yeah, now it changes every day.
Now it changes every day.
The Gamer Spotlight, and guess who nominated me?
Who?
A little person called Alex nominee. I told him to nominate
me. Whoa. Told him to nominate
me. Yeah, I sent them like a thing about this long. Like, because he had to send why and my thing, why to nominate you. I sent him like this long. He just copied and pasted it into the thing. So maybe
yeah,
I'll be
you should,
Gamer Spotlight.
Maybe nominate me.
I have no reason to.
I have no reason to nominate
you. Are you
either.
Going to burn a person that sits too?
No, I don't think so.
Why not?
It takes too long and isn't worth it for the price he's offering.
Which is nothing.
Is nothing. Oh, good not times. Your topics. I wouldn't do a few.
I'm hungry, you know. I still haven't had lunch.
Good.
No, it's not good. I'm hungry.
Good.
And you know how I get when I'm hungry.
No, I don't.
No, you probably wouldn't. But I don't get very happy when I'm hungry. Anyways,
okay.
We sort of discussed the one thing, girl gamers. Yeah.
Girl gamers, not very common.
Are we going to get another active co-host on Xbox?
Kenny and Huey.
Are they active? Are they here with us right now?
No, you didn't invite them.
No, you didn't invite them, and they were practicing something with Kizzy.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And how come Tiffy hasn't released his, like, Xbox, like, radio? I thought he was going to do that.
I don't know. I think he's starting his own show.
Well, what's it about?
And we're going to have to be his enemies now. Mike Radio, it's a talk
Mike
show.
Mike Radio?
MIC Radio, it's a talk show.
Oh, I thought it was, like, Mike Radio. Like, hello, I'm Mike. This is my radio show.
He's having, like, a talk show Saturdays 6 to 8 and Sundays 6 to 8.
With who?
I don't know. I don't think he's going to get a lot of people doing it because... My experience...
Oh, I thought you said Mike's experience. Like
my experience with people that don't know the computer very well, like our friends.
Well.
I
don't know the computer
I say,
well.
We have a radio show. Oh, what station's it on? It's internet radio. Kazaa? I have to go on Kazaa and download it? No, just go to our website, nextbox.co.nr. Co.nr, I only know .com. That's all I can tell you.
Maybe I do know more about computers than some people.
Some people.
I was actually thinking about making a Pixel website.
Oh, I was going on Brandon's today. It started playing the music, blasting, and I was listening to something at normal, like...
Yeah, I know, I hate when people have music.
It's like... I don't...
Where's
okay.
The music,
I hate any website that forces you to listen to the music and then don't even give you a place to stop it or save so it doesn't play.
I want to listen to some Metallica.
I don't want
to
hear.
By the way, it's just to mention I had like a whole list of music, but you know, YouTube Crazy won't ever play it because it's supposedly all stupid.
This was supposed to be about like Nextbox.
It was, but you know, I decided to turn it into like a radio show.
Well, we're still going to call it the best of Netflix.
But, you know, it might be 3 hours. We still have a lot of time.
Yeah. We do have a lot of time on our hands.
Which, part of the time has to be for bowling for Columbine, and another part of it is feeding me.
No.
Because I'm hungry.
I don't think I have any food.
You don't, but Napoleon does.
You don't have any money, though. And I think you probably owe me money for something, you know, buying you some.
Probably. But the important thing is, I'm hungry.
You can go to Napoleon later.
I'm hungry for a sub.
New Orleans pizza and submarine.
No, I hate that. New Orleans. It's like this, like, jazz.
Like, New Orleans pizza and submarine. Okay, okay. Yeah.
That's what I get to have on Sunday.
What?
My favorite, my choice of food, Chinese.
It's your birthday, hey everyone, it's Taylor's birthday.
Oh yeah, my
on Sunday, on the February 27th.
Yep, so give me
some. Better send him an email, t_primate@hotmail.com.
That's all you guys really do. Or if you're on guy, AVR. Avatar.
Avatar?
Yeah, alright. You know how some people have, like, a drawing for the avatar?
Yeah.
I want one of those.
You should... You have a scanner, so you could draw one.
I'm not going to draw one.
I'll draw yours.
I got someone, another guy, General Discretion Guardian drawing me one.
Yeah. Guardian?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Guardian?
They're, like, sort of, like, unofficial mod for General Discretion.
Yeah, okay. So, next topic?
Next topic is I'm going to rip up all of my topics.
No.
Next topic is my own show. I don't know how I wanted to do that, but I found out it was too complicated, so I don't know.
It isn't too complicated.
Plus, well, for you, because you're the computer whiz, so I'm not.
It really isn't hard to start your own show. I mean, we're doing our own show.
And I don't know what my show would be about. It would be like
a talk show.
It would be like... Well, under fire.
Political.
You guys, you're sort of unfair to those guys, you comment, so... There's a point of listening to it for entertainment.
Yeah, like that one guy posted. And I need to say, the Infonomicon people, they're good people. I don't... You're like, oh, we have to be enemies with them. We're enemies with Stankton. So I can say that the Infonomicon people, they're okay
and
people.
And they were actually going to do some advertising for us, weren't they? They were going to mention it.
They did.
They did.
In a bad way. Remember the one episode, though, like... And the neck and UT Crazy.
But, and...
I don't even know where he's from, because University of Tennessee. Someone that... You were supposedly someone else thought that, too.
But you know what? Oh, yeah. Someone... Oh, yeah, Copperhead. He was like UT Crazy.
University of Tennessee.
And then, anyways. But, yeah, they don't mention me at all, you know. I'm just...
Well, because I'm the show host.
I'm the
co-host. I'm the show host, and you're the co-host.
But why don't they ever mention me? Do I have no personality?
They do mention you.
When?
All the time.
Oh, really? Send me a clip of this.
They're not going to record any of it. But
you don't touch me.
Get me a pop.
No, I'm too tired.
Ooh,
I'm so hungry, I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of hungry, my next topic is I'm very hungry.
And I want food.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, man, we had read the weirdest book in class. There was this big dragon that was the size of Australia and it landed on Earth and it was called the Space Angel Bat Dragon.
Sure.
Yeah, it was.
Australia's pretty big.
Oh, yeah. What are my next one?
What?
I find it strange. More guys... Oh, yeah.
What?
This could lead into two things.
What?
More guys and girls have their picture on the Geek Love Radio.
Yeah.
What makes guys need more love fights than girls? Anyways, I'm not getting that.
Because girls... The guys come to them.
I guess.
Guys,
and
they
why
have
don't we,
to.
You need a section like that for
guys.
Give
they,
a section like that.
Guys, they don't know how to approach us because they're like, I'm so nervous. They're gonna reject me. You know what you need to do?
Oh, that here's UT Crazy giving love advice.
Love advice.
Yeah, from UT Crazy.
You shouldn't be taking love advice from me. If you are, don't.
This and I'm not even going to offer AMI.
And okay.
Whoa!
So
that was not supposed to come off.
So my advice is to pretend like you're talking to a girl that you're comfortable with.
Pretend. How can you pretend you're talking?
Yeah, let's say, okay, you pretend like you're having a conversation with this person, like you're comfortable, like you kind of know what they're going to say when you talk to them and stuff, and you use it with this girl that you're not comfortable talking about. That's the love tip of the week. So what's today's game showdown?
I don't have one.
We're going to showdown EON and Crimson Skies.
Explain what EON is.
Everything or Nothing. James Bond.
We did that already.
I know. On our episode, the only thing we remember about episode 25 is Julia Roberts and how she plays herself in a film.
And I finally got that too, but the minister had to explain it to me.
Minister?
Yeah.
At church?
Yeah. They were explaining it. I'm like, how does that work out? And they were explaining that to me. Anyways, yeah, and I remember the Crimson Sky. And I remember us, like, me and Kenny were, like, talking in the background, and you were, like,
talking. No, we were talking around, like.
Anyways.
So I got past that week of all that stuff due at school.
Well, we didn't really get past it.
Sure I did.
You were, like, faking sick for,
I didn't fake sick.
Like, half the
for
week.
For 3 days.
And then I was over at your house for, like,
the weekend, and then I got
like,
worse.
Oh, I got terrible as soon as Taylor lapped I off.
No, not like that. On Sunday, I got terrible.
Yeah, I threw up all over the place.
No, I didn't say anything about throwing up.
Well, then you were good enough to go to school because I threw up the one day and I went to school. Because
you always go to, you always stay home.
I always
you stay home. Oh, I'm feeling sick. I'm gonna stay home when you're really just faking.
I never fake.
You always fake. When I'm sick, I'm aching.
Hey, don't take my wrong.
I was aching. I like went and I lay down in bed and I slept
anyway,
the whole day.
Anyway, do this, okay?
What?
You need a section like Geek Love Radio does where you can like post your picture for like people who visit the website. And don't quiver your lip.
I do that when I laugh.
Or when you're lying.
About when you said it.
What? What? And what's so funny about my suggestion anyway?
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. We should. On the new Xbox. Website.
What was that about? Oh yeah, music in the. I was gonna say music in the background. Why would I put that Xbox Live? Hear a lot of rap music in the.
Maybe you want. Yeah, maybe you meant that we should have music in the background.
That would be
next.
Pretty sweet, though. No, I do. No.
No. Sorry.
But music, rap music in the background on Xbox Live is actually extremely.
No, I hate any music. It just sounds like.
There was this AC/DC song in the background. Like, is that rap music? And they're like, no, it's AC/DC.
I think they're impressing people by playing music. Oh, I love that song. Turn it up, dude.
First of all, it breaks up, like, going through the.
I know, everything breaks up on Xbox Live. I wish it was like Skype.
Well, it breaks up on Skype. A lot of stuff breaks up on Skype.
No, not as if you have high speed. Though.
Actually, it still does. But you still break up.
Yeah, you still break up because your internet sucks.
Your internet sucks.
No, because I can hear you perfectly.
Well,
it's
I can't
internet.
Hear you perfectly.
See, it's your internet.
No,
if your internet
your
isn't
internet.
Fast enough, you can't hear the
it's
other person.
It's your internet.
Well, it's your internet.
No, it's your internet. Anyway.
So it's settled. It's your internet. Yeah, moving on.
You can hear my song when I was playing it.
Well, you could hear mine, because.
Okay. Well, I guess I could hear you more. How low did you have your music? I could hear you more than I could hear yourself.
Well, I turned it down, but
I was using
I had it so that
you
could
hear.
Hear
me more than you could hear myself.
Yeah, I turned it down so you could hear me more than you could hear myself. Anywho.
Our next project is a 24-hour long show.
When are we going to do that? This weekend?
No. Like, we're going to, next month's going to drop, and then we'll never do it, and then when we're like 45, we'll do like an episode. 24-hour episode, and then it's going to like go away again.
Then your like wife will yell at you.
I won't have a wife.
Yeah, you will.
Don't even say that.
Your Xbox will yell at you.
Yeah.
Xbox 12.
Yeah. It's like, and our review next for Rocky 3000.
Yeah, that was a funny movie.
And then, anyways, my quest hit for unpopularity has sort of become popular. Now, I don't know where I was going with that, but...
Yeah, you have the weirdest topic.
So, I'll repeat the statement. Quest for unpopularity has become popular. Which I don't know where I went with that. Weapons.
Weapons?
I need a weapon.
I need a weapon.
Any weapon. A bow staff.
I need a weapon. I like using...
Sword. You know? Not a knife.
Yeah, okay. No, not a knife.
That knife. Is that a pencil? No, it's a ruler. No, it's a...
Screwdriver.
Whatever. Don't.
I have a screwdriver. That's my weapon.
I have this belt thing wherever it works.
It isn't a belt, it's a handle for my compact.
Well, you could use it for a belt.
410C. Now I have this, and it doubles as
a knife,
and pliers.
And I was just thinking about this, how hard would it really be to make weapons? I've made 2 weapons.
Everyone's made weapons. You take something and you make it sharp.
I've made a gun, and I've made a spear.
A gun? Well, spears are easy, you just make it sharp. You didn't make a gun that fires bullets?
Not that fires bullets, that fires acorns.
You just took a Nerf gun and modified it.
Yes, and made it the best acorn gun around.
Probably the only acorn gun around.
Probably. But anyways, my
spirit.
And I was just thinking, I'm going to try to make a warthog when I'm older.
A warthog?
Yeah.
That's just an ATV.
No, it's a Jeep with a machine gun. 4x4.
No, Warthog is just like a 4x4.
So I'm gonna
just add a machine gun.
So I'm just gonna have to add a machine gun on it.
The 4x4s are pretty expensive.
Well, I'm gonna add a machine gun. That's probably gonna be even more expensive than a mountain
machine
gun.
Yeah, it's like $1,000.
What, a mountain machine gun?
Yeah.
They're more than that.
Mounted or mountain?
Mounted.
Mounted? Mounted?
Yes.
Oh.
Mounted machine gun. Am I? I'm not doing.
Mounted isn't any different than a normal SMG.
Yeah. We're not.
Standard machine gun.
Submachine gun.
Standard.
Sub.
No, I'm just saying in real life.
Yeah, there.
There's no submachine gun.
Yeah, there are actually.
What's the difference between the? Okay, MG. a machine gun. So the difference between a mounted and a normal machine gun. Because mounted, you just need a mount.
Exactly.
It's mounted on.
Exactly. That's what makes it different.
It needs
to answer your own question.
It isn't any more expensive. Mounted than it.
You know how cheap guns are?
Not very.
Like,
you can get a handgun for like
$40.
$400.
I saw one for $40 American.
Where?
There it had prices in it for from.
I originally thought they were a lot cheaper because they're like, oh, I can, this one in Bowling for Combat, they're like, oh, I can take a gun and sell it probably down in, I don't know, LA for $4. I'm like, $4, that's cheap.
You can buy a gun for $4.
You can buy a crappy gun. I want a nice gun. You could probably get a nice handgun for $100.
Now, and what's really better? Having a shotgun?
I think it'll be nice having a pistol
because
it's so convenient.
You can carry it around.
I have a holster. But it's
now,
not common in Canada.
Now, people who are listening to this are thinking we're going to be like,
yeah,
going to
go out and get pistols.
Oh,
I thought it turned
that scared
up.
Me.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Well,
the episode is lost.
Last night, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't.
Nope.
Anyways, yes, and, like, you couldn't put, like, a carrying machine gun around. I'm not a machine gun.
I know. You can't. You have it in your knapsack, and you take a. Those are. That's what people like committing like huge bank robberies get. If you just want a little protection, someone comes up with a knife and you just shoot them in the head with a bullet. You know what I'd personally do? Shoot him in the leg. Then I'd just say it was self-defense. If you shoot him in the head, that, I mean, you shoot someone in the leg, they're like, ah,
really
jump,
bugs me.
They'll go to the ground. If you shoot him in the head, they're almost definitely going to die, and then you
what
might be charged with manslaughter. If you shoot him in the leg, they'll go to the hospital.
No, what happens if they have a gun?
Then they'll be, like, preoccupied.
You shoot him in the leg.
Shoot him
in the head. It's like whoever shoots them in the head first.
No, if you shoot him in the leg, they'll fall to the ground. And if they get up, then you shoot them, like, in the stomach or something.
If I'm on the ground, I can still shoot
I'm not
going to
shoot
in
someone in the heart of the head, because then I'll be charged with, like, manslaughter.
Are you going to shoot anyone, period?
No, if someone, like, is, like, threatening me. I'm,
so they're like, on a
then I can
I'm
just say, no, no,
I'm
in real life, with a, they have, like, a knife. I'm going to shoot them in, like, the...
Have a gun?
I'm not gonna shoot him in like a vital organ, or else I'll be like charged with manslaughter if they die.
Me. If someone like says I'm gonna kill you and they have like a knife and they're about to stab you and you kill them first, you're gonna go to jail. That really.
Because no one knows what they were. But if you just shoot him in the leg, they go to the hospital. They don't die. Then
I still think you'd go to jail.
No, because
no, well, if you shot a guy in the leg, you don't. Have
they
to go to jail.
They threatened them first. It was self defense.
But you have do they have any proof?
Yeah, the guy's still alive.
So?
So?
You could have missed. You could have missed the head and went...
They probably have, like forensic evidence
like
that they had a knife.
The gun, you're like, I'm going to shoot you in the head.
Well, guns are really hard to shoot, though, because, like, you usually, like...
Not
like,
handguns. I don't...
It, like, kind of... You can feel like a jolt
sweet.
In your hand.
My dad learned how to use a gun when he was a teenager. And, what was it? Like, air cadets. Something cadet.
Air cadets, yeah.
Not air cadets, something
cool. Well, there's air cadets. There's
yeah,
army cadets.
Army cadets, that's where you learn how to shoot.
Yes, okay. So, what's your next topic? How did we get off on guns?
Yeah, because one of my whole thing was how hard it would be to make a weapon.
Yeah.
Which it wouldn't be too hard. Weapons. I think we should...
Well,
I
need a weapon.
Anyways,
I think Canada weapons should be more available.
Success, which I'm trying to find something I'm good at, because right now I have nothing I'm good at.
Games.
No, I'm not even good at games.
Making games.
I'm not even good at that.
You don't even know how.
Yeah.
Radio show.
Not good at that either.
There you are.
If I did, I would have a lot more email.
Well, people just don't email.
I don't know, they just get 100 downloads for every show we do. Okay. And how do people... Who's the guy that's Superman? What's his name?
Is it Superman or Spider-Man?
Superman. Spider-Man is Peter Parker.
There's, like, a guy and...
Clark Parker.
I thought it was Clark Kent, but I thought that was someone else.
Clark Kent. I'll call him Clark Kent, okay?
Yeah.
How do people not realize Clark Kent is Superman? He only has a mask on.
I know, Superman.
All he's in is, like, tight, so really, how can you not realize...
That he's Superman. Maybe he does have a
all
face
he does
mask.
All he does is takes off his glasses.
I'm Clark Kent again. I'm back to UT Crazy. I'm Clark Kent.
When I don't have my gloves on, I'm
Tyler.
Yeah.
And when you do, you're Taylor.
Yeah.
Or Keith Browns.
And cool aliases I came up with. Pretty cool.
UT Crazy, that's pretty cool. You have to do
it. I say anyway. But I mean, like, Alias is some weird names. Like, since I didn't know if they, you know how I was supposed to be in a sticky situation.
Yeah.
I was in. I didn't know if they still say, like, instead of Trevor, they say Taylor. So I went to the sticky situation.
No, they said Trevor.
By the name of Stephen Strauss.
Who is that?
Well, a guy I made up.
I think there's like
probably a real guy, yeah. But I went by that name.
Steven Strauss, they said Steven?
No, I just went there. Someone asked me who my name was, I said Steven Strauss.
It's like, our listener, I'm Steven Strauss. Anywho.
And I was doing a career cruising.
Yeah.
Search results for Batman.
Career cruising is weird.
But,
Four and a half.
Pretty cool. I'm gonna be done very shortly. Cool is my birthday. Sticky situation. They tape people.
Sticky situation.
They stick people to the wall and one fell down. It was
in like 1 second. It was pretty pathetic.
Yeah, I had to say the student council doing that was probably the best idea that they've ever had. Cause it got some enjoyment out of that, but it really everything else like hat day. From there, I get to wear a hat.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Or gum, I get to do that even if it's not a gum
day. I know. Everyone still does it. It's like listening to MP3 players.
Yeah, they should have. I think they should be. Like when you're doing your homework and there's.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna get them with technicalities. They're like, Mark, you're not allowed to listen to your MP3 player. And be like, this is a personal digital music device, not an MP3 player. I actually have Windows Media audio files on here, not MP3s. And I can,
being a smart ass. Don't talk back to me.
Or when I get my iPod Shuffle, I'll be like, this isn't an MP3 player.
Yes, an iPod Shuffle, like, don't even have a screen to it.
What's the point?
You put them in playlists. Listening to.
I think you should know what songs you're listening to.
No, not really, because
you're listening to Marilyn Manson and you don't know who it is?
No, I know who it is. I wouldn't know what the song's called, most of the songs.
Right. Well, why do you need to know? You're just listening to it.
What are you listening to?
I never watch my screen anyway. It's in my pocket.
I watch my screen.
It's in my pocket.
Whenever a new song, I'm like, what's that song called? I look at it.
I'll go into apple.com and look at the key features of
I'd laugh so hard if you could only put iTunes on it. Oh man, I'd laugh so hard. Anywho. Next topic. Yeah, so I'm going blind.
Why?
Because my eyes are. They go off focus a lot, like I'm staring at something, but I don't realize it. It's like. Sort of like my vision like goes and then my vision goes black the odd time and it goes like completely black.
It's weird.
So I think I'm going blind. I'll be blind in the near future.
Interesting.
Which I wouldn't mind wearing sunglasses all the time and walking around with a cane.
It's a good excuse to hit people.
And having a dog. Yeah. Anyways. And do jobs really look at early year grades? Is the job going to say, oh, you didn't pass this test in grade 2, so you can't become a...
You never know what's around the next tune. Eh? You never know.
Yeah, that's like sort of throws me off, but I want to know.
Meet your new ride. Selecting up your favorite songs, 240 songs, but you could get a lot more than that. Let's see, DJ your day, if you favor cycling to a hip-hop soundtrack and snowboarding to a little bleh. What exactly is this then? That looks like a screen.
What is that?
That thing up there.
Oh, I think that's a pretty good battery. Anyways, can we do the shuffle? Not the shuffle. Do the topic.
Let's do the shuffle. Do the shuffle.
It's like the day. New jam.
Yeah.
No, I mean, can we carry on with the show, please?
Yeah. Is
anyone really going to listen to this for so long? Probably. A lot of people do listen to the newsreel, and it's like a 2-hour-long show.
What?
Newsreel.
Yeah.
It's like 2 hours long. I can't really, I only listen to a radio show maybe for an hour, and after an hour I just stop.
Yeah, it's true.
But anyway, so, do jobs really look at early year grades? Like, you can't be a rocket science because you didn't pass this test in grade. Like 2.
No.
Then what?
Not earlier grades, but look at high school. And you can't do good in high school if you
didn't
do good in
elementary
grades.
School.
Yeah.
They don't really.
Yeah, they do.
Because
you can't do good in high school if you didn't do good in like grade 8.
Why is that?
Because if you got 40s in every single subject in grade 8, you can't do anything academic in high school or else you won't do good in it. You'll have to do, like, essential if you can't even pass grade 8.
Well, you could improve.
And essential...
So are you saying someone who's a failure in early life is always a failure?
No, they're if they're a failure in courses, they're most likely going to be a failure in high school because they're not trying.
Well, why? Maybe they change.
Well, they could. So they're up to them. If they're just if they're failing because they're, like, physically incapable of getting anything higher than, like, a 40, then they're not going to get a very good job. You're gonna get a labor job where they just like lift things. You don't need any physical capacity. I mean mental capacity to do that. Physical, you do actually to lift the boxes.
But yeah. Anyways,
your next topic. That's right, Kent. Your next topic.
Oh, my weird radio broadcast. Remember how I never did tell you about it because you kept interrupting me.
What?
The weird radio broadcast I was going to tell you about, and I didn't know it was a real news radio broadcast on, like...
Oh, yeah.
It was, okay, first it was, like, it was this Texan guy that's like, hallelujah.
You're talking about boxers or something.
He was like, a family in Texas found, they were making grilled cheese, and one of them looked like Jesus, and they're going to sell it off eBay. They made an egg look like, Mary, and they sold it for $6,000.
Yeah, but it's like that sandwich that was sold on eBay for like $10,000.
And then there was boxers that are supposed to take like keep the devil away from you. And you know the ones like ice day we had?
Yeah, snow day. You mean? Ice day. Yeah, because we didn't actually get the
devil. There was a mysterious guy that had a hockey mask on, and he would shovel people's driveways for them.
For free.
And then whenever someone tried to, like, unmask him, he'd, like, run away.
It's like the Mask Avenger! Anyway, the Eradicator.
I thought that was sort of weird.
I'm the Eradicator.
There's actually a mass shoveler going around. He's, like, shoveling.
Interesting.
Anyways. And then the one where he's like, and believe this, the one we were listening to, is like, believe this, this guy, he got caught for having this thing on him that makes sure you can't, they can't realize you're doing drugs. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, and they're going to turn the Grammys into the Oscars.
They don't want to do that with Chris Rock or whatever.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
My own TV show, I would love to make, you know how...
See, that's why I was going to picture this. Taylor TV.
You know how they have, Deja Vu View?
Yeah.
I want you one for, like, the 90s, which has, like, Clone High and Daria and, like,
But I wasn't in the 90s, though. They were in 2000.
It was in the 90s.
Do you want to, wager this?
I'm not gonna bet.
Well, let's just see who's right, then.
Underdogs was in the 90s.
I know that.
Webguides.com. Anyway.
Say Clone
High. Daria, Felix the Cat, Earthworm Jim. They probably won't have it.
They do a check for Clone High. 2002 to February 2003.
Oh.
Ah! Ah!
Okay,
I was right.
Not Clone High. Daria, Undergrad. Okay, let's see.
Undergrad.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Undergrad was in the,
90s. It was, because I watched it in grade 2.
Yeah. 2000.
What?
Oh, I was right again.
Okay. Tell me this. What year was grade 2?
And
we're back.
And I was wrong.
I know. You were wrong. Sorry.
Anyway, so Daria.
You kept on saying you watched it in grade 2. And you didn't. That's your whole story. Oh, I watched it when I was in grade 2.
Well,
let me see about Daria. I'm pretty sure that is, but...
Daria was in grade 2, too. Undergrad, I did, too.
I'm pretty sure Daria was in the 90s. 1997 to 2002. That was a pretty long series. They had 4-5 series, that's a lot. And a TV movie.
Really? I gotta get that.
Is it fall yet? And they had some specials. another TV movie. Anywho, your next topic, Malone. Mr. Malone.
TV show. We need to record Xbox Live conversation.
I don't know how.
Well, find out.
Ah.
Remember when I completely read the
Yeah, I did.
So find out how to do that.
No.
People terrified of change and difference because, you know, I was talking about how I like Marilyn Manson and I have some, you know how I have some classical stuff?
Classical music? Do you listen to classical music?
Oh yeah, all the time. Actually, I have nothing against classical music. Either, I don't have anything against jazz either.
I don't have anything against classical music except, you know, G-Boy. He's like, ah, you're listening to classical music. I'm like, first of all, I'm not. Second of all, what's wrong with that?
Anyways, and they were like, ew, ew, ew.
Who, what?
I'm not going to tell you who. But every time.
What, your brother?
Says, every time someone says, ew, God kills a kid. So don't ever say, ew, God kills a kid.
You should put that in your lesson.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright,
I'm going to do that, actually.
No,
every time someone says, ew, God kills a kid. That's funny. Everyone knows I said it.
First. Everyone knows I said it. He probably said it.
Mark
said it. Anyways, so people are terrified of change and difference. Everyone hates Marilyn Manson. Here's a quote. I like Marilyn Manson. I think he's got a really bad name in the 90s because he couldn't separate his own image from the image of his hardcore fans. You know the type. Angry goth kids.
Like in Germany?
Really, really long dyed black hair who wear big Marilyn Manson t-shirts with
and their hair sticks up.
Baggy black pants and black trench coats that wore black eye, bad black eyeliner all over their face.
Sounds like the country of Germany.
Yeah, you know the kind. Nowadays,
Who says this?
What?
Who
Samra.
Said this?
Oh.
Who?
Now, Samra, someone I was trying to do on the dial last night. Nowadays, I think they mostly listen to Slipknot and ISCP, or maybe that's a couple of years ago. But yeah, you know, it's bad when an artist's fans are inadvertently threatening the artist's creativity.
Exactly. And isn't that the point?
It is the point. And that's it, sort of sad, because Marilyn Manson never wanted to be goth.
Exactly, the Catholic school made him goth.
He's not goth.
Not goth-like.
He wanted to fit in, this is why I want his biography, because his life, I'm surprised he didn't commit suicide, because it was so horrible. You know, his dad was a minister for a church?
Yeah. Was he?
Yeah. And he didn't want to be, like, Catholic or... Not Catholic, Protestant. Or Catholic.
Yeah.
And he wanted to fit in so badly, and everyone was, like, against him.
Exactly.
Because... And so, eventually, he decided, why would he want to... What's this?
Nothing.
Why would he want to, be, like, Why would he want to be... Like everyone else, and if you're neither one, you're an idiot. What's this picture of?
People.
Anyways, and so basically, he created an image that no one else had. And people thought it was God, and so they made him God. And since people don't like God,
people made him God.
Yeah, pizza fans made him God.
Really? What's his book called?
Long Hard Road to Hell.
Okay.
Which, so, I really want his book. I really do. I doubt it. Maybe Kenny will get it for my birthday.
Yeah.
I don't really expect anything from him. Or anyone for that matter. But here's Hugh.
Yeah. So what's this book called?
Long Hard Road to Hell.
They had some weird books on here, so I don't know, maybe they'll
Are you really going to print out a whole novel, though?
No. Maybe just a little read. But anywho,
So yeah, everyone hated that guy. It sort of makes me really sad. And he can't even perform anymore because everyone's suing him. He's in court more times he's on stage.
Really?
Yeah, because the last case he had was he ripped up the Bible and it was against the law. Who is it?
Nobody in particular?
Well, obviously it's someone because they're talking to you. I heard the most retardedest thing today. Internet people aren't real.
I know, everyone says that.
I said, that's like saying someone you talk to over the phone isn't real.
Yeah, because you're not actually talking to them. Not really. Ha ha ha.
Anyways, so that's my thing on Marilyn Manson. Speaking of Marilyn Manson's book, I actually always wanted to write my own, like, autobiography.
I know, that'd be kind of cool.
Or, like, you know.
I want to write an autobiography that I don't have to write for school, because then, like, I can actually write what I feel.
Well, you know how long an autobiography, you have to do it when you're, like, old.
Because you have to have things to write about.
Like, mid-40s, maybe?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Marilyn Manson in his mid-40s?
I don't know how my grandparents know Marilyn Manson.
I thought he was, like,
30.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah, everyone knows who Marilyn Manson is. He's been around for a while.
Everyone knows who Marilyn Manson is. No one does.
I never update my two. I don't know why.
I know. I didn't update.
I just find my life not interesting enough to write anything in it. Oh, I went on the computer today. I never told you about the freaky American dollar $20 bill thing that predicted the future, eh?
Really?
You fold the American $20 bill and it shows the Pentagon on fire.
Really?
Yeah, and you show, and then you fold it again and it shows the Twin Towers on fire.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know.
That's freaky.
So, I thought that was very interesting.
Okay.
And
is it interesting?
Modern day igloos.
Okay, I'm going off MSN.
Who is it?
I'm going off MSN officially. That's quite annoying. Okay. And you. She's like.
Modern day igloos. They're not blocking
Blocks.
They're just blocks of ice. They actually have like electricity and stuff. Because I did some research back in grade 6, I guess, on modern day igloos, and they have electricity in it, just for a fact there.
Modern day igloos, is there such a thing?
Yeah,
that's igloos.
Modern day igloos in the Northwest Territory area.
I see.
And is being a loner that bad? Because being popular, it's you're depending on people.
Because everyone, if they start not liking you.
So being a loner is like pretty good, actually.
It is.
And since we talked about like school shootings and having guns and shooting people in the head,
yeah, in the butt, yeah.
Well, I should tell you about how to deal with your feelings so we don't like suggest to go out and kill everyone.
Yeah.
I take my
inhaler
out in video games and music actually.
Because, okay, I think that's a good point. Because first of all, okay, video games, you have fun, you're mad, you go into a video game, at first you start out mad and you're killing people, you have kind of anger, then you just start having fun, so now you're not mad anymore. And then, music, if they're really an artist you really like, you listen to them, you feel good, like you're kind of in your own little world, you're not with the other people, and you're kind of alone, you're listening to this artist, good. So if you're like, oh, I'm going to go out and shoot this person, first, listen to music, play video games, or do whatever you like to do, go shopping, talk to your friends, whatever, and if you still want to shoot the person, then wear gloves so there's no forensic evidence.
No, don't shoot the person. Please.
No, I'm kidding, just don't shoot the person, and throw away your gun, because having a gun is just an excuse to use it. Well, I haven't used my gun this year, so I should probably go out and kill someone, I have all these bullets. They'll stop working. They'll become faulty.
It's like
an
AK-47 buried in the guy's backyard. But anyways, yeah. Speaking about shopping, what shall I do with all my Geico? I'm going to spend it on my birthday. Should I spend it on like maybe 4 or 5
shopping spree
expensive items, or like 15?
If you want the item really bad, I'd.
Well, I want them all about the same equal.
So you want like a top hat as much as you want a cane.
Yeah.
I want to get a briefcase. Those are pretty
anyway,
cool.
So say,
oh
like,
my god.
Like a whole bunch of little things or a few big things?
I think a few big things, because you'll be more happy with them, and when you go, oh, that's a pretty big thing, you'll stay with it.
And just a fact here, that 89% of the people who die in war are gamers, so I went because if you play Halo and you keep respawning, your mind is going to just develop.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, you just suddenly put your hand on pause really quickly. But your mind gets developed. And you know the part where you're like, we're back. Well, we never really left.
And we're back.
It'll be like,
and we're back.
Yeah. Anyways, so, so your mind adapts and you'll say, oh, I'm not gonna have another life. And so you'll be like in the middle of war and like, shoot me, I'll just respawn in the middle of your base. Anyway, so 89% of like, people who die in war are gamers, so don't, I suggest people who like play video games, don't be become a soldier in the armed forces.
Because, yeah. I mean, in the U.S., they have a choice. It's not like they're like forcing people.
My last topic.
Whoa.
Yeah. Is how well they did the Silent Hill games. I was just thinking about this.
How many Silent Hill games are there? 4?
Yep.
I hate games that they bring it on too long.
No,
like
these
Gran Turismo 4.
Silent Hill, they do a good job. They could put like an R2 out and it wouldn't get old.
They did a good job on it.
They did such a good job on it. Like, Suffering scared me because these guys just popped out of nowhere and it was so gory and they make
eerie
noises.
Yeah, Suffering was a good game.
Like Silent Hill, I expected it to be so scary. I was scared because I was scared that something was going to pop around the corner.
Yeah.
And after I beat the demo, nothing popped around the corner.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, that's good technique there that they make you think there's going to be something around the corner, but there actually isn't.
It's like when you see
scared.
Shadows, and then you see here like the dripping of water, and then you hear like scratching or something, like thump.
Yeah.
And your footsteps, and you see the like thunder outside. It's like all ominous signs.
But is ominous your word for the day?
Yep.
My word for the day is obscene.
Obscene?
Yeah. Obscene.
Like
my
that.
Word of the day. Only if I had like bells and whistles.
Ominous.
And go,
obscene.
Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you say obscene.
Another weird thing they did, I know Tommy Tallarico hated it, is there's this girl in the game that you meet her and then she wants to like have like sex and everything. Mm. And then she starts, so she's like, and then you're like, I don't know, getting horny or whatever in the middle of this game, and then suddenly she starts puking all over the place. And she gets really big and she's puking everywhere. And I thought that was like very interesting too.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It was good. Anyways, my topics. I'm gonna close the vault.
The vault is closed and locked.
Not locked, just closed.
It'll be open again next episode.
With duct tape on it.
And that duct tape always leaves filmy like layer of duct tapey.
Anyway, you haven't like said any of your topics. No,
yeah,
I'm
but I've contributed to a lot of it. So
it's almost like 2 hours.
I know, that's pretty.
Plus, we have to fill in about a minute of clips.
Yeah.
And
then
a bit of music.
In an outro. Okay, we're gonna close with some songs, some clips, a little hey hey.
Funny clip.
A little funny, maybe give you a little chuckle, dare I say it. So, thanks for listening to Nextbox, the best of.
Oh, shoutouts, we'd better do
shoutouts.
Because that was one of my topics, but I didn't know if you were going to do any topics.
Kizzle.
And I Star.
Kizzle, and I Star, Mail and Minutes. Who else?
People at EB Games.
Yeah, EB Games, those people are pretty cool.
The people who helped me out in my little, my personal sticky situations in the past.
Yeah. Anyways.
So sometimes the third time I have to go through my, it, I have to pay them $5.
My other, my other radio show, The Joker, Stank Dog.
Not Stank Dog, we crossed him out. The guys from Infonomicon.
The Infonomicon, they're cool. And some of the DEP people are cool, too.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe Weird Hal or whatever the guy's name is.
Blue Hal?
And Crazy Lou.
Crazy Lou, that guy is pretty wacky.
And Kenny.
And Kenny.
All the people
that
are listening to the show. And
all the Xbox people.
And
our new layout. That's
and the people that were from my guild. I'm actually sort of the owner of the most posts in. And the guy who created it is gone for a while because his computer is...
Yeah, and my guild, my guild's going pretty well. I may have gotten banned from it.
Someone
always like says things and then like admits to
and that band. White screen or whatever you were trying to show me the screen it never came up.
I know.
Like connecting.
I know, it's like connecting. T-Primex has accepted. I'm like, okay. Connecting, okay.
Never did like connect.
Okay, thank you for
the shirt is too short.
Thank you for listening to Nextbox Gamer Radio. I am your host, UT Crazy.
Or Nextbox Solo Radio.
Or Nextbox Official Radio.
Or Nextbox Regular Radio.
I had a good sign-off phrase, but... Oh, you stay classy, San Diego.
2K4. No, I hate when people say 2K4, like the games.
What does K even stand for?
Thousand.
On Xbox Live, he said, Mark, I'll call him Taylor, or Batman for reasons you'll never know.
So, you have to zoom in with...
Chuckle, dare I say.
You have to zoom in with, like, a zooming weapon, one of the legends.
Or your binoculars.
That's... What level?
Xanabar.
Xanabar. Okay.
And at the beach of it.
Yes.
Little funny signs, a sign that I'll give you a
so
little...
So there's signs.
Yeah. Like,
on there, are they on a post or on the...
Oh no, I'm gonna light this chair on fire and throw it through a window and hit an elephant.
You were crazy some episodes. Well, don't be stupid, stupid.
Halo tips and tricks. Oh, Mark's looking on the internet for his Easter eggs. He can't find them himself.
No. I just don't know where to look. I don't know. I've never, like, found Easter eggs.
Funny.
Yes. Funny. To the next stream, yes. Hello.
How I spell
that on the internet? Hey, that's you, I know.
Sometimes I feel I've got to. Run away.
What's that? Yeah, I can hear it.
It's not beautiful.
What?
It's not mine.
Whose is it?
Version play.
Is it mine?
No.
It wasn't me.
Maybe a random teen love song. It wasn't me either.
It was you.
It wasn't me. I was just about to rip it on my computer.
Well, I said that was freaky.
Maryland,
well, meant to may start playing on your computer randomly.
And I won't mind, but a lot of people will.
Ooh la la.
Oh my god. What?
Oh my god. I need that hat.
And then it'll be like our legacy. They'll be like, hey, Nextbox Official Radio has the lost episode. They must be cool. Yeah, Project Christmas Child.
Yeah,
I donate to my community.
Talking about this, and she said that's how she donated to this little girl, but she had to give all the things in the box away to her, like, fellow people. And then she kept hello, the box, people? And she, like, carried the box around, like, as a toy. And then she got shot by gorillas, and the thing that was in her hand was a box.
Your teacher?
Yeah.
Oh, the girl.
The girl.
Oh.
It's like, do 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 do